if we were searching for a text as we celebrate Father Neil's anniversary of 40 years in ordained ministry, we need look no further than our reading from Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus says, "Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The only thing that might be more appropriate is if it were a wee bit of gin rather than a cup of cold water, but let's go with cold water for this morning. The point of Jesus' words is, I think, to focus on the simple acts of compassion that manifest the love of God. Let's remember that the word minister is the opposite of the word magister. A magister is one who is entrusted with great things, like a magistrate in court. Magistrates and magisters are in charge of big and important things. A minister, by contrast, is one who cares about small things, many things, minister, like giving a cup of cold water to a thirsty one, a very apt image from the hot and arid lands of Palestine where Jesus lived. Priestly ministry is about enacting those things that the world deems small, but are great in the realm of God. This teaching of Jesus is consistent throughout Matthew's Gospel, that to follow Jesus is to be attentive to the little ones and to the least, rather than to the self-important and great ones. This finds its apex in Jesus' final parable in Matthew 25, when he says, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, you have done it unto me." Father Neil's ministry of 40 years has had many highlights, but at heart, Neil is a pastor. He connects with people with good humor, kindness, and compassion. And his first years in Vancouver, this became a powerful witness to the love of God we know in Jesus Christ. Neil arrived in Vancouver from England and was appointed to serve as assistant priest at St. Paul's Parish in the West End and as Anglican chaplain at St. Paul's Hospital. The year was 1989, and he soon discovered that the wards, particularly the palliative care ward, was filled with gay men with AIDS. The pastoral care imperative was clear. Even a cup of cool water was welcome respite against the stubborn fevers that so accompanied HIV infections in those days. Untreatable at the time and pandemic in nature, Neil's parish and hospital work intersected as he was called upon to conduct memorial services and funerals for many of those who did not survive this gay man's health crisis. But Neil's ministry at the hospital plunged him deeper into the ugly homophobia that was so very widespread in those years. Too many families either disowned their gay sons or denied their sons' partners from visiting in hospital, often even denying them a place at their funerals or memorial services. Into those awkward and uncomfortable situations came Father Neil, with his characteristic cheeriness, accepting without any hesitation the men who were suffering with AIDS, and quite often being a bridge between them and their families in very difficult circumstances. His unconditional support was like a glass of cold water in the midst of a feverish, conflictual situation. Acceptance and kindness, seeing in the least of us, and even seeing in the least of us at our worst, the image of Christ. This is the work of ministry. At first glance, it seems to be less relevant than addressing the big issues. But remember how in Jesus' gospel, in Matthew's gospel, Jesus said, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." It's another instance of Jesus speaking about how big results can grow out of small things, and indeed, Neil's simple kindness and compassion did grow into something larger, much larger. For when the time came for St. Paul's to seek a new rector, they called Neil, and so continued but deepened an era at the parish, now very clearly identified as a place where LGBT folks were fully and without reservation part of parish life. When the movement began for diocesan recognition of the sacredness of lesbian and gay partnerships, Neil and St. Paul's, along with St. Margaret's and the Cathedral Parish, collaborated on a resolution asking the bishop to authorize a rite of blessing for committed same-sex relationships. It was 1998, and the motion came before Synod. It was motion number 9, quickly dubbed by some of us involved in it as love motion number 9. Most of us had assumed that, like similar motions of years before, it would fail. So we were gobsmacked when it passed. It would be many, many, many more years before our church was able to offer full sacramental equality to LGBT folks. But it was the beginning of a profound change in church and society to give greater dignity to a too often denigrated minority. In our diocese, it was, to a large extent, because of the simple pastoral ministry of Father Neil, his encounter with the virulent homophobia that existed, and his tender kindness, sometimes literally giving a cup of cold water to those who were suffering. That mustard seed of expressed faithfulness moved a mountain, and we are all the better for it. I thought of this just last summer when Father Neil preached so beautifully at Darren and Gerald's wedding here at St. James. When his time at St. Paul's came to its end, he and his then husband, Tom, moved to White Rock, where Neil became the rector of the parish of Holy Trinity. There, he carried on his ebullient ministry with good humor, thoughtful and intelligent preaching, deep reverence at the altar, and faithful pastoral care to those committed to his charge. Always quick with a cheery word, Neil at Holy Trinity was able to keep parish conflicts to a bare minimum. His ministry was deeply appreciated by the congregation, who, on his retirement, gave him a hearty, affectionate, and gratitude-filled farewell. Since then, Neil has been serving here at St. James. We have been blessed by his ministry. But of course, it's wrong for me to call it his ministry. The ministry that Neil has, and God willing, will continue to offer, is not his, it is Christ's. And ministry does not belong to the ordained, but is the work of the whole people of God. To engage in Christ's ministry, whether lay or ordained, you know, it's not really all that complicated. It is through the little things, the simple and kind things, that the grace of God is extended, and the prayer, "Thy kingdom come," is made manifest. Little things, like a small piece of bread and a sip of wine, convey the immeasurable grace we know in and through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is present with us in word and sacrament this day. So while it is good to celebrate Father Neil's anniversary today, the greatest tribute we can give is to let our lives be more and more instruments of God's peace and love in the world. For the world is hungry for the bread of life and thirsty for even a cup of cool water to soothe troubled souls and to give strength so that we can take our part in the holy work of making the whole creation new. Thank you, Father Neil, for sharing this anniversary with us. We are inspired by your good example. Let today's celebration of your 40th anniversary of priesthood be for all of us a clarion call to take our part in the unfolding of God's grace in our time and in our place.